Hi there. I'm back with Aaron, and Aaron is from Wooden Elementary in Red Oak. And Aaron, this skull right in front of me.
What is in it?
Well, what's in it is this skull of what's called an oreodont. And an oreodont is an animal that lived about 25 to 30 million years ago. And it was kind of a short, powerfully built, kind of a pig-like animal. And if you look at it right here, this is kind of what I do back at the lab. And when I prepare fossils, I'm going to take this hammer, this tapping hammer right here, and I'm going to take this little chisel. This is like a chisel like a surgeon or a dentist would use. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I would put the chisel on a piece of matrix or rock, and I would start gently tapping away the matrix very carefully. And as you can see, I'm not removing very much of the rock, just a little bit at a time. Because if you get too aggressive, then you might make a mistake and you might break some bone, which of course you don't want to do. Now, this is going to remove bigger pieces. And then what I'm going to do next is put these two tools down and get an even finer tool, which is going to be this tool right here. Oh, look, we have a question. This is from Marina. It says, how long does it take for a fossil to become a fossil? That's a good question, Marina, because the obvious answer is it depends. It can take a great long time or not so long a time. It depends on the sediment that the animal dies in. It depends on how quickly it's buried. It depends on how much water is passing through the soil when it's covered up. But probably a good generic answer, we're talking, several million years for something like this, for any type of vertebrate fossil or bone to become a fossil. Now this tool right here that I picked up, let me take this tip off because it's really sharp. This is called a pin vise. And I'm going to use this to continue working where I was before, and because I'm right next to the eye socket. This is the eye socket right here, where the eyeball, this would be the left eyeball. And I'm working right behind it. And so I want to be very careful, because if I like sneezed or something, I might, put a big hole in it. Do you have any questions from the audience? Have any questions come in yet?
Well, actually we have one from Mark.
Oh, great.
And it says, are bones in display cases real or plaster?
That's a really good question, because a lot of people think that it's the real bone that's on display. Now, if you look right here at this bone, and I talked about this bone earlier, this bone is from this part of the animal, from a nodosaur, which is a dinosaur. Now, this is the real bone, okay? This is the real fossil. Notice right here next to it, this is the mold of the real bone. And so what we would do is pour in plaster of Paris or an even lighter compound like a resin, and we would fill this up and make a cast of it. And see, the cast is much lighter. And that way, if something were to happen and that cast were to be damaged, we would always have the original bone, safely intact. So all the fossils you see in museums that are on the big mounts of dinosaurs are never the real bones. Those bones we keep safely put away in a museum. Good question.